join the meeting a minute late. I was just getting a challenge here. I had to move to another venue. Thank you very much for logging into this meeting of the Portfolio Committee of Health, which I probably hope will not be a very long meeting. We would like to, in opening, give our condolence, and as members who have already started doing that, River, and an honourable member from KwaZulu-Natal, who is a member of the IFP, who has passed on, Honourable Mthokozi Nxumalo. He is a national chairperson of the IFP Youth Brigade and also a deputy chief whip for the IFP in the National Assembly. We would like to really remember that. So, and if Mam Hlengwa, if some of us could send, and I've noticed some of them, some of you have already done so, sending our condolence message to Mam Hlengwa for the loss of the member of the Hair Party and to the party that she is part of. Thank you very much, honorable members. We would like to keep you for a short time. We are just meeting here largely to look into the minutes of the past meeting that we have held. And I requested the secretary to send you a list of those meetings so that you can have a glance and read and then prepare. I would therefore want to maybe declare this meeting opened and ask the secretary to indicate who is here and who has apologized. Then I'll take the hand of Honorable Van Staden after that.
Good morning and thank you, Chair. Present is Dr. Lomo, Ms. Geller, Dr. Joy Cobbs, Dr. Harvard, Ms. Ishmael, Dr. Tembe Kwayo, Ms. Chirwa, and Mr. Van Staden. I haven't received any. I've received an apology from Ms. Kwakhube. She will join the meeting later. Thank you.
Honorable Chair, I'm present and I was not mentioned. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. Sheikh Imam, and I'm present and I was left out. I don't know why.
Okay.
My name is Honorable Munyai. I'm present. I was not noted. Thank you.
We note also the presence of Honorable Munyai and Honorable Imam Sheikh. Thank you very much. May I give this opportunity now to Honorable Van Staden, whose hand was up while I was making opening remarks.
Good morning, Chairperson and Honorable Members. Honorable Chairperson, I think we have, I want to ask you if we can discuss a matter around which is in most importance, in public importance this morning, and that is a matter we have discussed on the 4th of June, but we continue with discussion, and it's a matter of the digital vibes matter and the matter of Dr. Zweli Mkhize. If you remember, we have made certain decisions in this committee meeting on the 4th of June regarding Rule 167A of the Rules of Parliament, and you as chairperson has reacted that on that day that you will get advice regarding that matter. I just want to hear, chairperson, that we must discuss this matter today because it's a very important matter, and I don't think we can wait any longer for this matter to be discussed. So I want to put it on the agenda for today so that this discussion can be continuing where we left off on the 4th of June and that we can finish that discussion around this matter, please, Chairperson.
Okay. Van Staden, it would come in as a matter arising from the last minute. Honorable Kwakhube raised the matter again, and my concluding remarks in that meeting was that I will be meeting at that time, but on that day, with the Honorable House Chair on this matter, and therefore I have to give a response on that meeting. So it will be part of that item after the oversight issue, but it would have come in also after the minutes matters arising. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I appreciate it. So as long as we don't forget about it, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. May I then, having recognized those two other members who have logged in, ask Ms. Majalamba to then flight the first. I hope we, Ms. Majalamba, you go according to that list that you sent to the members, so that we look into that, ask for members too, who have already read the minutes, to then approve and get a seconder. Ms. Majalamba? Oh, by the way, maybe just conclude, just flight the agenda before that, yes. Ms. Majalamba, are you trying to bring the agenda to the screen?
Yes. The agenda. The agenda, flight agenda.
Okay, while they're struggling, the agenda after the apologies and the attendance, the first item would be the minutes, and there's a long list of those minutes as indicated. The second item would be a request for provincial oversight visit to Gauteng and KZN, and therefore the matter that would come out on the minutes of the 3rd, of the 27th, will then become item number 6. I mean, where's oversight closing? consideration of, oh, yes, yes. So what would be item number 6 will then be a consideration of an item that would come in, I think, either the 27th of July minutes or the 28th, one of those two. Well, this is somewhere in one of those as raised by Honorable Kwaho, I think the 28th of July. Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. If Ms. Majalamba, you can lead us through item number 4 by flighting. By flighting agenda items, minutes one after the other.
We'll start with the minutes of the 4th of May. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we would like to see them on the screen. Honorable members, on the 4th of May, we had a briefing by the fiscal. Oh, some of these minutes, honorable members, are those that we were doing in preparation for the plan. Annual
for the budget vote.
For the budget vote. Yeah, so there was that briefing by the Fiscal and Financial Commission. And also on the same day by the Compensation Commissioner for Occupational Disease and the MRC. And we'll then want to go down and check the presentation. Just firstly to confirm that members do see their names there, those who are present, and accordingly, and probably the correct spelling. Okay, if not, so I'll be stopped by any member calling for an attention on a point. Okay, that was the presentation. I would take it that members have read through some of these minutes and therefore they are ready with points to correct the minutes. Okay. Honorable members, can I therefore get an indication, one, if there's any member who would like to say something about the correctness of the minutes? If not, can we get a mover for the minutes to be adopted?
Chair?
Hello?
Chairperson, yes. The minutes are true reflection of what we have discussed, and I move for the approval of the minutes.
Honorable Gela, move for the approval of the minutes. Any seconder? Any seconder for the approval of the minutes?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Dr. Jacob second the minutes. We will therefore have the minutes adopted. Thank you. Honorable Members, may I then request to move, I think, to the 5th of, is that the next one, Ms. Matalamba?
The 5th of May, Chair.
Yes.
They are also part of the budget vote report.
This, we are listening, honourable members, to the Council for Medical Schemes and also to SAPRA when they came to make presentations in regards to the budget votes. Confirm your member that all members that you were present and so noted, and therefore if there are any other issues that members would like to raise in this minute, I will hear the member calling his or her name, then we'll take it from there. If none, can I request that these members to confirm that we are ready to adopt these minutes as having taken place on that day, the 5th of May. Any mover for the minutes to be adopted?
Chairperson, I move for the approval of the minutes.
Honorable Keller, move for the adoption of the minutes. And then I would therefore request for a seconder to the mover.
Honorable Chair, Honorable Munyai, I move, I second for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you
very much, Honorable Munyai. Seconding the minutes, we therefore would reflect these minutes as a true reflection of our discussion and therefore adopt them. May I then come to the next one, Ms. Matalamba?
Yes, of the 6th of May.
The minutes of May, this was now a briefing by the AG, and just AG, yes, and NHLS, Auditor General, NHLS members, you were all present, more than Honorable Jacobs, Munyai, and Kela, so all of us can indicate the adoption. Let's move down. If there are members who would like to comment, if none, can we then therefore adopt these minutes as a true reflection of our discussions on the 7th of May, 2021?
Can I just make one correction, please, Honorable Dr. Jacobs? Just scroll back a little bit of this Dr. Cathy.
Dr. Kami Chetty. Oh, yeah, it's K. Her name is K, but the surname is Chetty. Thank you. Yes, okay. Can you, or you do that later, Ms. Matalamba?
Yes, Chair.
All right. After that.
All right. With the amendment, Chair, I then propose adoption of the minutes. Thank you.
Honorable Dr. Jacobs moves for the adoption of these minutes of the 7th of May. Thank you very much.
6th.
Yes,
Chair.
The 6th of May. Thank you. Any seconder?
Chairperson, I'm seconding.
Honorable Geller seconds the moving of these minutes of the 6th of May. Thank you very much. Ms. Matalamba, you take us to the next.
7th of May, Chair.
The 7th of May.
Yes.
This was when the department came to brief us, and also the briefing by the Office of the Health Standard of Compliance, and members present is reflected there. And then the issues that were raised, I have been read through by the members and reflected. Can we then, if it is agreed, get the number of these minutes? Any honourable member would like to move the adoption of these minutes of the 7th of May?
I move, Chair.
Dr. Jacobs moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 7th of May. May I get a seconder?
I'm seconding, Chair.
Honourable Geller seconds the minutes of May. Thank you very much. We then move Ms. Matalamba.
Of the 11th of May.
The minutes that we are now to consider are those honourable members that I know you have read of the 11th of May. Ms. Matalamba, can you slide them? The 11th of May. The minutes of the 11th of May was consideration and adoption of the committee's budget vote report. Honourable members do remember this meeting, and therefore honourable members reflected that they will have to consult their political parties, but however they were present in this meeting. May I therefore get the adoption of this report?
Chairperson, I move for the approval of this minutes.
The minutes of the 11th of May, the mover is Honourable Geller. Thank you very much. Any seconder?
I second the chair.
Honourable Dr. Harvard seconds the minutes. Thank you very much. Can we then move to the next set of minutes, Ms. Matalamba? Okay. The next set of meetings were when we were on the public hearings. That was on the 18th of May. Members do reflect that you were part of this meeting as indicated there. And then we were listening to various parties. It was the South African Nursing Council, Pharmacy Council, Health Professions Council, Board of Healthcare Funders. What the minutes, honourable members, are showing here is their presentation of the entities. And if you do want a full report, it is shown there at the end that you then have to capture the full discussion is available on request. But here, what we are flighting is what the institutions and the entities presented. May I just see, Ms. Matalamba, the last part where you normally, where you are writing what I just talked about? Okay, the meeting recordings is available on request, but here we are recording what those entities presented, and the honourable members would like therefore to move for the adoption of the minutes of the 17th of May. Where
Chairperson?
Honourable, who's that?
It's Honourable Chirwa.
Yes, Honourable Chirwa.
I wanted to ask Chairperson what the reasons for the fact that the deliberations are not captured in the minutes regarding the NHI public hearing, besides there being a disclaimer that meeting recordings are available on request. This is about the minutes. And the minutes should also reflect, to some extent, the discussions that we have. And they are not included in NHI public hearings. I want to know what the reason for that is, as they are in other discussions that we have.
Okay. Secretary, can be able to help us to understand that. I did have a meeting with the secretary and I received the explanation as part of the protocols or procedures in parliament, but then let me give this opportunity to Ms. Matalamba to explain that.
Thank you, Chair. Because it's minutes, and in minutes we summarize what has, because it's legislation, and in minutes, when you write minutes, we summarize what was discussed in that meeting, that specific meeting. But in the case of a legislation, we won't be able to summarize, and also I won't be able to quote that so-and-so said this and so-and-so said this. So it's better that we have it in the recording, and the stakeholders who have presented have asked that we email them the recording so that they can listen to the exact questions that were asked without us having to summarize them, whereas it's legislation. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honourable Chirwa, when I read through the minutes, I had that clarity, and that is the clarity that she gave me, which you are now being provided here in this committee.
Chairperson, I'm asking because we are able to include deliberations despite the fact that the disclaimer for recording is made on all the minutes that we are approving today. I'm asking what is the reason why deliberations for the committee, not necessarily questions asked by so and so and whatever, but the deliberations and the engagements had by the committee, like what the committee had to say about certain presentations, are not included as they are for other things. Because these are minutes, and minutes must document what the sitting was saying or what the sitting basically recorded. It's a recording of minutes, not necessarily of... If there's another reason why they cannot be recorded, for example, I remember when we were doing physical public hearings,
we were saying that we are going to listen to the people. And it's something that I raised in very early during the NHI public hearings online. There might be a problem with us consistently engaging with the people when it is a sitting that's meant for us to listen. And the fact that the deliberations are not included makes me think, and if I'm incorrect, I should also be corrected because I'm asking this question. The fact that they are not recorded in this particular minutes of the portfolio committee meeting then begs the question, why? So that's what I want an answer from. Is it because then we are not supposed to engage and just listen to the portfolio committee because for the purpose of a public hearing where we listen to the stakeholders and not necessarily engage with the stakeholders? I don't know if I'm being clear on this particular point.
As I've indicated, Chair, because it's legislation, and sometimes in legislation there are challenges by stakeholders. They will challenge the process, they will challenge whatever the committee has done because it's legislation. Therefore, it's better to have the exact content of what was discussed by the members in the recording, and not try and summarize it in the minutes, which is exactly what is happening now. Because when they want what has happened in those specific hearings, the stakeholders request the recordings, not the minutes. That's what is happening even now. They do not ask for minutes, they ask for the actual recordings, because they want to know exactly who said this, how it was said, without us having to summarize it because it's legislation. Thank you, Chair.
So that suffices, Honourable Chira, that the parliamentary staff do not summarize legislative comments. They rather compile it. They don't summarize it. They thought I said this. They compile that, and it is available on record if when we are needing that deliberation to move on. But they do not summarize on our behalf what was said by all members there, including ourselves. But it's available as is. That is how they are actually working on legislative processes.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson.
Right. Are you ready to opt off with minutes? Okay, any mover for these minutes?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you very much.
The meeting, the minutes of the, I think Ms. Chalamba is the 17th.
It's the 18th, Chair.
Or the minutes of the 18th of May 2021 have since been then moved by Honorable Gela. Any seconder? Any seconder seconding Honorable Gela?
Second, the Chair.
Honorable Dr. Harvard seconds the minutes. Thank you very much. Let us then take the next set of minutes, Ms. Machalamba.
The 19th of May, Chair.
The 19th of May will be flighted. Is the minutes, again, I think it was a public hearing of members. Check your names, they're being present. And then we'll just see public hearings on NHI. Where are these institutions? Yes. This time we're listening to the Public Health Medicine Specialists and Registrars, Public Health Association of South Africa, Committee of Dental Deans, and South African Human Rights Commission, as the minutes are capturing what they presented to us, and the balance of the discussion is captured in a full report, which is available on request. We therefore would like to call for members to adopt these minutes. If any member would like to call for the adoption of these minutes. A mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 18th of May. 19th of May.
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 19th.
Honorable Gela getting his call also by overall mover. You move for the adoption of these minutes of the 19th of May. May I get a second that Honorable Gela's mover?
I second the chair.
Honorable Dr. Harvard seconds the minutes. Thank you very much.
Yes,
can you get
okay.
to the next set of
minutes?
The minutes of the 20th of May. Was also a continuous of public hearings, and on this day your members, you were present, and they are all, by the way, free to call for the adoption of the minutes. Let's see who was presenting. We were listening to the NHLS and South African Medical Research Council presentations, and they made their presentations, and we would like to get the mover that yes, we did listen to this, and then the package of minutes, as show of that last part, Ms. Machalamba, where the meeting recordings is available on request. But here we're looking for the adoption of these minutes of the presenters to us. Any mover, honorable members?
I move for adoption, Chair.
Honorable Dr. Jacobs moves for the adoption of the minutes, and the seconder?
I'm seconding, Chair.
Honorable Dr. Kela moves for the secondment of these minutes. Ms. Machalamba, of what, of the 20th? Ms. Machalamba, we are moving and seconding the minutes of the
26th of May, Chair. We are moving to the 26th of May. I'm sorry, I was on mute.
Okay, we've just adopted the 20th. 26th of May. Right. These are public hearings, and we were listening to the National Healthcare Professionals Association, the second one, South African Institute of Environmental Health, the third was South African Association of Hospital and Institutional Pharmacists, and the fourth and the last of that day was the Pharmaceutical Society of South African, Pharmaceutical Society of South Africa, yes. And we were then, 26th of May, 2021, like to get a mover for the adoption of these minutes.
Chair.
Honorable member.
Chair, I move for adoption. But
Honorable Dr. Jacobs.
Also, we'll be done. We just need to go back to the previous one, Chair. I think we made an error somewhere, and I'll tell you about it just now.
The one of the 20th?
Yes. Honorable Gela was not present in that meeting, so she cannot second, Chair.
Okay. Now, it's Dr. Harvard to second the last one.
My apologies. Thank you, Chair.
No, it was Ms. Gela, Chair.
Oh, the Dr. Harvard moved. Okay.
And Ms. Gela seconded.
We'll move back to those ones. Let us finish the one on the 26th that have been moved by Honorable Dr. Jacobs. Any seconder?
I second the chair.
Dr. Harvard seconds the minutes of the 26th of May. Thank you very much. Can we then go back, Ms. Machalamba, to the 20th, which was moved by Honorable Kela, supported by Dr. Harvard.
Was moved by Dr. Jacobs and seconded by Ms. Kela, Chair. So we need a member who was present at the meeting to second the minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable members, these minutes were rightly moved by Honorable Dr. Jacobs, but will have to be seconded by any member, starting from me up to Honorable Imam Sheikh. Any seconder?
I second the chair.
Thank you very much, Dr. Harvard, for seconding the minutes. Then we also move to the next set of minutes after 26.
We move to the 1st of June. 2021.
1st of June 2021, the minutes were on public hearings, and we're listening to Khayelitsha and Klipfontein Health Forum, We listen to the Children's Institute University of Cape Town. We listen to South African Psychoanalytic Confederation and the last of South African Medical Association. And the members who were present, can I get one to move for the adoption of these minutes? And the seconder, please.
Chairperson, on this one, I was present, and I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honourable Keller moves for the adoption of minutes of the 1st of June, 2021.
Yeah, can I just go back to the attendance register, please?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
Oh, yeah. You would like to second the Honourable Van Staden? You have no problem. I'll welcome that. Any seconder to the minutes of the 1st of June 2021?
I think Chairperson Honorable Phillips is seconding.
Don't put words in my mouth, Honorable Member Gela. Now, let's just go off with it again quickly, please, Chair.
The 1st of May, 1st of June 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any member?
It seems in order with me, Chair. I will second this one.
Honorable Van Staden. Honorable Van Staden, second the minister of the 1st of June 2021. Thank you very much.
We move to the back end of June 2021.
Hard. The next day, again, we woke up and did another meeting, 2nd of June 2021, public hearings where we are listening to. That's a good way to show in that way where you have two slides, okay? We're listening to the Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences, University of Stellenbosch. We also listened to Faculty of Health Sciences, University of Cape Town. The third was Faculty of Social Sciences and Humanities, University of Port Hare. And the honorable members, you were all present. I would therefore like to call for the adoption of the minutes of the 2nd of June, 2021. Any mover?
I will move, Chairperson.
Honorable Van Staden moves for the adoption of this minutes. Thank you very much. Any seconder?
I'm seconding, Chair.
Honorable Kela seconds the minutes. Thank you very much.
Move on the 4th of June, Chair.
On the 4th of June,
yes,
Chair. We were listening to. We'll wait for you to slide it. On the 4th, let's see what was happening.
Oh.
Briefing by the Minister of Health on the investigation to the awarding of the digital virus contact processes followed and actions taken thus far. Let's note the members that were present. Then maybe let us go slowly. How many go slowly on these minutes? Then move to the next page. That was a day when the chairperson opened the meeting and welcomed, but he informed the committee that the minister could not be part of the meeting as he had received legal advice not to attend the meeting because the investigation to survive's contact involves him personally. So we got a presentation from the DG. And the DG, Dr. Butelis, indicated in the middle of the paragraph of paragraph 2, indicated that to the committee that irregular expenditure had been identified. However, the department will await the final report of the SIU to be able to fully implement the recommendations. So it was the day, honorable members, where we then got the meeting not to, the committee deliberated on the minister's absence and the inability of the DG to present the report of response or respond to questions. Members could not reach a consensus on whether the matter was sub judice or not, as criminal cases were opened against the minister and the DG. However, it was not yet before a court of law. So this met honorable members got cleared up later on that we were not agreeable on this issue of a sub judice, and it was then corrected in the next minutes. And but this is what transpired on that day of the 4th of June 2021. If we could get comments or leaders wanting to adopt these minutes.
Chairperson?
I didn't see
the part where, because there were calls from us calling for Minister Zelimki to step down as the Minister of Health. That's not captured in the minutes. And number two, we also called for all the officials in the NGO age involved in the Digital Vibes situation to also be removed or resigned from office, also not captured. And we also asked for the DG to also excuse himself from office because he was unable to do his job, and that's affecting our ability to do our job. But that's also not captured in the minutes.
Honourable Shira, that got raised in the meeting, and it did not get overwhelming support for it to be reflected there. Or maybe let me check why then you wanted to include that when it was raised, but not as a matter that was adopted by the committee.
But Chairperson, that then changes the entire process of adopting minutes completely, because the minutes are just capturing what happened in the meeting, and I've said this even before, because now you are able to capture the fact that we couldn't reach a consensus on the issue of the sub judice issue, despite the fact that there was overwhelming members on that particular day who were saying that this issue is not an issue of sub judice, and that the minister and the NPH officials should be able to respond to the questions posed by the portfolio committee members. There was ANC members of the portfolio committee who were having this issue of sub judice, not necessarily the entire portfolio committee, but it is reflected in the minutes. And then if the points that we are saying or putting out as the EFF are not going to be captured in the minutes, please let us know now that whatever we deliberate on, that we contribute to the meeting, will not be reflected in the minutes because other members don't agree. I don't think that is the modus operandi of how minutes operate in Parliament.
Chairperson, if I
might. The next speaker is Honourable Ustaden.
Chairperson, thank you. Now, I think at point number three, deliberations by the committee, I think we must just put in there that members of the EFF, the Freedom Front Plus, and the Democratic Alliance was not in a consensus with other members of the majority party, but the matter is not sub judice. We said as members of opposition parties that the matter is not sub judice, and therefore that we must continue with discussion. Remember, it was a big debate about if it's sub judice or not, and we as opposition parties said that the matter was not sub judice. So I think under number three, we must just put it in there for this minutes, so that it's recorded that members of opposition parties from the DA, the Freedom Front, and the EFF said that the matter was not sub judice, and that members of the majority party said that the matter was sub judice.
No,
Ms. Matalamba, that correction can be put to actually precisely put it the way he has captured it. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir.
Would you like to comment on the other part of Honorable Chira?
Honorable Chair?
Yeah, I wanted to miss my time, but okay, come in, Honorable Munya.
I think, you know, the reflection of the EFF must also be recorded as per reflection of by Honorable Chiro for the completeness of the minutes so that we proceed. Because what makes it very difficult, Honorable Chair, is that we take time to consider minutes. That's the problem. Thank you.
If I may just quickly, we must remember for future reference on this matter. This matter seems to be is going to be with us for a long time. So if this minute is not captured correctly, like I just said now, then we're going to have a problem in future. So I would suggest, like Member Mnya is also saying, what I've just said, but please put it in at under point number three.
I agree, and I remember that vividly that Honorable Gwahube, Honorable Chirwa, and Honorable Van Staden, they did not agree with that matter of sub judice. Thanks.
Yeah, that part we have already agreed. It will be. That's why I wanted to get Ms. Matalamba to come in there. Was that part we agreed it will be reflected on. I take the point now of Honorable Munyai to say the view of the EFF now is a standalone. must still be reflected there. I was just reading there, without nullifying what Honorable Chira is saying, to say, on paragraph 2, the last part, that has indicated to the committee that irregular expenditures have been identified. However, the department will await the final report on the SIU to be able to fully implement their recommendation. So we might still have to capture what Honorable Chira is saying there on the deliberation, notwithstanding that at that time, the department is not able to move this person that out or in until they are able to get a full report. However, in the spirit of this discussion, let's move and agree that these minutes will have to be amended with the two amendments put in, and maybe we not adopt them until we can see that it has been captured in that way. Or you want to say, let us ask the secretary to put those two and then adopt them now, or we'll adopt later.
Chair, if I may, thank you, Chair. I think we shouldn't do that adoption now. When Honorable Chirua raised now in this meeting, I tried to remember. Now, we do remember that there were quite a number of different voices raised, but I think it wouldn't be correct to capture it now, not having made certain that we actually captured the correct wording. I do remember also having raised my part, for example, on sections 3 of the Constitution, which, for example, is also not raised. So I would want to advise that we go back and maybe just put the correct wordings into that section, that numbers 3, chapters, what is that now, section B, Chair, instead of adopting it today. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable members, let us agree to not rush to adopt these minutes until we are satisfied that these issues that we are raising will be reflected there. And therefore, the recording we assist the secretary to put those additions and amendments into this report.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Chira.
I don't understand why this particular process is becoming longer than it should. Part of this process of us adopting minutes is to clarify on parts that have been omitted or that are missing or corrections. And I'm giving a deliberations and that, but I'm not speaking on behalf of everyone. I'm speaking on behalf of myself and the political party I represent. There are parts that we deliberated on in this portfolio committee meeting that are not captured in the minutes. I'm not speaking on behalf of anybody else. I'm speaking on my own, and everybody else, if they want to speak, they can speak for themselves. But I'm saying the points that we raised on that particular day are not reflected in the minutes, and they should reflect in the minutes because we also sit in this portfolio committee meeting, but our deliberations don't exist in this particular document. And historically, we're able to add points and then move on, and then suddenly today is becoming a problem, and I don't understand why.
Sure.
No, we are agreeing that Honorable Chira, we have to give a benefit of doubt that it may not just be the issue that you are raising that might have been left here. This meeting was quite a heated meeting, so let us satisfy ourselves and not adopt them today, but get to make sure that those parts that are actually outstanding as the input has been made are being taken care of, and we'll adopt these minutes later.
Chairperson?
Darden?
No, I think let's the committee secretary redraft this minute as we have discussed now. We don't approve it today and send it back to us by the latest this evening or tomorrow morning so that we can at the next meeting adopt this minute of the 4th of June.
Yeah, may I request that we don't push that she's finished with them today in case she's not able to. So let us satisfy ourselves that she's able to get the proper one. What maybe if we ask for these minutes to be sent to us by late tomorrow afternoon, would that be too late or for you, Ms. Machalamba?
Fine, thank you, Chair.
Yeah, Honorable, may I request that we await these minutes by tomorrow afternoon.
Sure, no problem. I'm agreed. Thank you, Chair.
Agreed, Chair.
Thank you very much. Let's move then to the next set of minutes, Honorable Members. Ms. Matalamba, can you fly it after the 4th of June?
Minutes of the 15th of June.
Honourable members, this was the meeting where members present were reflected. It was an NHI hearing, public hearing, and we had the following institutions presenting: South African Speech Language Hearing Association, South African Association of Audiologists, Rural Rehabilitation of South Africa, Occupational Therapy of South Africa, South African Society of Physiotherapists, Dula Omar Institute, University of Western Cape, South African Orthotic and Prosthetic Association, South African Society of Anesthesiologists. Those are the presentations on that day. If then members could then indicate to move to adopt these minutes, may I get the indication?
Honorable Chair, Honorable Munyai, the minutes reflect the deliberation of the meeting. And in this context, I move for the adoption, Honorable Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Munyai moves for the adoption of these minutes of the, what date is this, 15th of June. May I get a seconder, please?
Chair, I'm seconding Honorable Munyai.
Honorable Gela seconds the adoption of these minutes. Thank you very much. May we then go to the next set of minutes?
Minutes of the 22nd of June.
22nd. Honorable Van Staden.
Chairperson, there was a meeting in between. It was a meeting of the 17th of June. Where's that minutes?
17th of June.
It was a meeting which we have a discussion. I'm going to just the agenda on that day. Just hang on a second. I just want to get it performed. That was a very important meeting. Just a moment, please.
Do you have anything? 17th of May, 17th of June.
No, 17th of June, the department was before us with a report on the matter of the digital vibes. It was on the first day. The agenda was issued on the 16th of June. The points on the agenda was opening report, remarks, attendance, apologies, attendance confirmation by the Ministry Department of Health, consideration of a legal opinion on the digital rights contract matter, briefing by the Ministry Department of Health on the following matters, an update on vaccines, on the state of preparedness, on the investigation into the awarding of the digital vibes contract, processes followed and actions taken thus far. Currently seeking questions, closing remarks. This is the matter what I've raised this morning where we've discussed the matter around Rule 167A, which came up during this meeting. So the minutes of 17th, the agenda was issued on 16 June, but the meeting was on Thursday the 17th of June.
Okay, I remember.
Is this the meeting that was that we had for the first time meeting with the minister Kubai?
Yeah, I think it was our first meeting. Yes, it could be. Yeah, I remember during that meeting I also raised the Kopanong situation as well. There was a lot of discussions, but the most important point on this agenda was number 5, consideration of a legal opinion on the digital vibes contract matter. And when we was briefed by the Department of Health on the vaccines and the digital vibes contract processes, and, which was followed on that stage.
Honorable Chair, was it not the 16th of June, not the 17th, Honorable Mastadis?
I see the agenda said the 17th, but the meeting took place on first day. The agenda said the 16th. It was issued that evening, and the meeting was on first day the 17th.
Okay. It does look like the secretary does not have those set of minutes. I do remember that we did
have a meeting. I'm sure they are ready, Chair. It's just to... They are ready, Chair. I just need to find them. I have all the minutes. They are all ready.
So you, they may not be. So it may not be part of what you are presenting to us today.
Yes, I didn't send to the members that set.
Yeah. Okay. See, Chairperson, that's why I said at the beginning of this meeting, we must speak about the Jesus of Vibes, which I said you must give us feedback today. Because I didn't see the minutes for that day, and I'm glad we are now at this point so that we can rectify this matter. But in any case, I would then suggest that if a committee, Ms. Majamulamba, she haven't sent it to us, then I would suggest that on this we do it as the same as the previous one, but she sent it to us by tomorrow afternoon, and that we reflect as soon as possible on it. But I would also suggest that we just keep on going with our discussion and your feedback after this set of minutes. Please, Chairperson.
Yeah. No, thanks, Honourable Fanstad, and we'll do it like that. There are even much more back-to-back. In fact, that first meeting, which we are saying we are putting back, it was the day we did not have Minister Mkhize, but the DG alone. And then in the middle, we then corrected ourselves. I corrected myself that I should not have not allowed Dr. Mkhize. So he was then supposed to come to the meeting. But then the meeting was asked by the Minister Kubai to be postponed for her to familiarize herself. And this meeting, where we are now saying the ministers also are not today here, would have been a second meeting in terms of the digital vibes after the first meeting where we had a DG alone. So then if they also come in together tomorrow, that should be fine then.
Correct, Chairperson. Just a final deliberation from my side. You will see the title of the presentation, which was presented to us on the 17th of June, said Presentation to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Health Update on Communications Contract. And they had 3 points, the background, the status quo, the summary and the governance report, SIU process, and the conclusion. That was a report which was set before us.
No, you captured it correctly. Thank you very much. So we'll have those means again coming back to us tomorrow, and you can then find a date and time to adopt them. Thanks. Honourable Ms. Majalamba, the next set of minutes?
So we are not going to consider the minutes of the 17th. I found
no.
them.
We are not going to consider
the
22nd of June.
No, Chair, the 17th must send to us with the 4th of June, and then we consider it on later stage as we've discussed with the previous one.
Yeah, so tomorrow afternoon we will expect two sets of minutes, at least up to now, as we are discussing Ms. Majalamba. Thanks. The next set of minutes was on the 22nd, which we're looking at them. And they were indicated to the stakeholders. Can you show us again? Okay. These are the following stakeholders who made a presentation on the 22nd of June. It was one, a collaboration for health systems analysis and innovation. Number two, Alliance of South African Independent Practitioners Association. Third was Self-Care Association of South Africa. The fourth was South African Private Practitioners Forum. Number five was South African Institute of Race Relations. Number six was Health Promotion and Development Network. Seven was Counseling Psychology South Africa. And the last was South African Renal Society made presentation to this portfolio committee. And the full set of deliberations is available on request. But may I request that members do take note and agree to adopt that this meeting of the 22nd of June did take place, and these are the presenters that came to us on that day. Any honourable member would like to move for adoption?
Chair, I just want to indicate I'm in the meeting, but I'm driving, so I will be on and off, but I'm in the meeting.
And are you calling for the adoption of these minutes?
Yes, Chair.
Honourable Sokacha moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 22nd of June 2021. Any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Honourable Dr. Jacobs, second the adoption of the minutes of the 22nd of June 2021. Thank you very much. Honourable members, Ms. Majalamba, take us to the next set.
23rd of June 2021, Chair.
And on the 22nd of June 2021, we had another public hearings meeting, and we were adopting reports. We're listening to the reports of the following institutions. The first one was Psychology Society of South Africa. The next was the Actuarial Society of South Africa. Third was Educational Psychology Association of South Africa. Fourth was Council for Health Service Accreditation of Southern Africa. Fifth was South African Dental Association. And the last was Progressive Professional Forum on that day. This was the 23rd of June 2021, Honourable Members. These are the presentations we received. May we get the Honourable Member to move for the adoption of these minutes and the seconder?
I will move, Chairperson.
Was
I present on this one? Sorry. I just want to make sure.
That's check for us.
I got sick on the 5th of July.
Your sixth sense told you, let's check.
Okay. So, my apologies.
Any member?
Proposed adoption. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Dr. Tiff, move for adoption.
I'm seconding the approval of the minutes, Chair.
23rd of June, seconded by Honorable Geller. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Let's move to the next set.
29th of June, Chair.
29th of June,
yes,
was another meeting that we had. We were having also an NHI presentation, and we were listening to the following institutions. We were listening to Free Market Foundation, Business Unit of South Africa, Icon Oncology. We listened to Sanofi Aventis. Fifth was Innovative Pharmaceutical Association of South Africa, and the last was Abbott Laboratories. This is a meeting I do remember. Somebody had to help me to conclude because of my challenge. 29th of June 2021, Honorable Members, any mover for the adoption of these minutes?
Before the approval of the minutes, can the administrator correct my surname is Gela? Mm-hmm. And I move for the adoption of the minutes.
After being corrected, surname Gela. What's written there? It's so small, I can't even see. G-E-L.
No, it's corrected, Chair. It's corrected, Chair. I move for the approval of the minutes.
Chairperson, just a second. Yes, Stephen, I was present there as well as absent, so I don't know if Ms. Majalama can just help me there.
Do you remember yourself being present?
Let me just check. What is the date?
29th of June.
I was present. Thank you.
Okay. Can you correct that, Ms. Matalamba? Unless you want to write Honorable Van Staten and Mr. P present, and then apology, Mr. P's son.
Junior.
Okay. Honorable. Have you adopted this minutes? Oh, yeah, they were moved by Honorable
Ella.
And any seconder? The member was present. Any member who was present want to second Honorable Gela?
I second the chair.
Honorable Dr. Harvard seconds the minutes. Thank you very much.
We have two sets of the... On the 30th of June, we had a meeting in the morning and a meeting in the evening. So we have two sets of minutes, the morning session and the evening session. So we'll start with the morning session. Thank you, June.
Okay. On the 30th of June, we had two meetings, 2021, and they will flag them and they will adopt those ones first. Can you show us, Ms. Lindoku, here? In the morning, we had the meeting and we were listening to South African Bone Marrow Registry and RH Bophelo Limited. And the last one was Health Products Association of Southern Africa. And these three came in the morning and they presented. Members, you do note your attendance there. And therefore, the meeting adjourned at 2. Can we take these minutes separately and adopt the minutes? It was almost like a full house.
I propose adoption, Chair.
Honorable Dr. Jacobs, move for the adoption of these minutes. Any seconder?
Second, Chair.
Honorable Sokacha, driving, second the minutes. We will then approve, take these minutes having been approved. Let's look into the 30th of June in the evening. Thank you. This evening meeting was the minister updating us on the vaccines acquisition, vaccine rollout program, and the Delta variant. She was only able to meet us in the evening. And let's look into that. I also read these minutes. I did not see any issue that was left out, or maybe members can indicate if they feel there's a point that wants to add on here. But this is our discussions after the briefing. And they then came back with their responses. Honorable members, I request that we adopt these minutes of the 30th of June 2021 in the evening briefing by Minister Kubaya and her department. Members who are present, any who wants to move the minutes?
I agree for adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Honorable Dr. Jacobs moves for the adoption of the minutes.
I'll second, Chairperson.
Honorable Darden, thank you, moves for the adopts, seconds the adoption of the minutes of the 30th June in the evening.
Minister, 13th of July,
the minute of the 13th of July, honorable members, let's see, this was public hearings, and we were listening to, checking the names, members were presented by Pharmaceutical Task Group, Cystagenics, and Becton Dixon. These presentations were made of members on this day, and captured to what they presented. We would like, therefore, to move to adopt that these meetings, these presentations were made to us, and the further big report can be available on request. Any mover, honorable members?
My good honorable chair, I move for the adoption because I know this organization presented before us and we interface with them. Thank you.
Honorable Munyai moves for the adoption of these minutes. Thank you very much. Any seconder? I hear the background.
I second, Honorable Chair.
From Honorable Sukasha, seconds the mover of minutes by Honorable Munyai. Thank you very much.
Minutes of the 14th of July.
Okay, minutes of the 14th of July was
yes.
The second public hearing. Yes. Can we show us those minutes? Okay. This was another public hearing on national health insurance, and the following members had shown they were present, and we listened to MSD, we listened to Federated Employers Mutual Assurance, we listened to Health Funders Association. Their fourth was Monument. Momentum Metropolitan Health Solutions, and the final one was Financial Intermediaries. They made the presentation to us, captured in these minutes, and further recordings will be available on request if you need to see our detailed deliberation. May I request the mover from the honorable members, the mover of these minutes of the 14th of July, yes. Any member would like to move the minutes, would like to lead us to move the minutes of the 14th of July? Honorable members, you were present. Honorable Van Staten was not in this meeting. So
it was present, Chair.
Yeah, you won't assist me. Any of the honorable members who would like to call for the adoption of these minutes?
Chair, I move for the approval of the minutes. I was present, likely.
Yeah.
Sorry, Honorable Philippe.
Honorable Kuala, no, for the adoption of this minutes. You are present. Thank you very much. May I get a second, Honorable Member?
I second, Honorable Chair.
Honorable Sokacha, for coming in and seconding this minutes. Thank you very much. Any date later than the 15th?
Minutes of the 20th of June, Chair.
Minutes of the 20th of June. this was,
no, sorry, 20th of July.
20th of July, honorable members, we were all present except for Honorable Van Staden, Honorable Wilson, Honorable Sopers, and Honorable Imam Sheikh. And we listened to stakeholders who came in to make their presentation. And these were Action in Autism, number 2, Society of Private Nurses Practitioners. The third was Doctors Without Borders. Fourth was Johnson & Johnson. And the last was South African Medical Technology Industry Association. Honorable members who were present, can you then agree that you adopt these minutes as the presentations of those institutions on that day of the 20th, yes, of July. Honorable members, any mover for the adoption?
Yes, Jeremy.
Honorable Dr. Jacobs moves that we adopt this minutes of the 20th of July, 2021. Seconder? Honorable Kela Osokaja, who is available to second?
I'm seconding, Chair.
Honorable Kela seconds the adoption of these minutes that have been moved by Honorable Dr. Jacobs, 22nd of July. The next set...
21st of July, Chair, we have 2 sets of minutes. We had a meeting in the morning and also in the evening. So we'll start with the minutes of the morning, Chair. Thank you.
In the morning, we had the public hearings, and the members that were present are as reflected there. In the meeting, we only have Honorable Chirwa and Honorable Van Staden, who are not present, who are present today, and Honorable Imam Sheikh. We listened to the following institutions and stakeholders. It was Professor Van den Heerver, and then later American Chamber of Commerce. And these two, and they reflected what they wanted to come and share with us on NHI. Can we then adopt that this is... on this day. Honorable members, anyone would like to move for the adoption of the minutes of the morning of the 21st of July?
Yes, Chair. Me, Chair Jacobs.
Honorable Dr. Jacobs moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 21st of July morning session. Any seconder?
I'm seconding, Chair.
Honorable Kela seconds the adoption of these minutes. Thank you. Let us check what happened in the 21st of July in the afternoon. Ms. Machalamba? Here we had 2 briefings. One was a briefing by SAPRA, and the other one was a briefing by Minister Kubai on the update of vaccines procurement and progress on the vaccination rollout program. Members might have probably read this one too, with an interest to make corrections if we do need to. May I then call for any corrections that members would like to raise, either in the discussion or in the presentation? If none, if we have captured it correctly, may I then request members to adopt these minutes as a reflection of the afternoon on the 1st of July?
Comment, Chairperson?
Yes, Honourable Chira.
And on the issue of surgical mesh, I don't think how it's captured suffices enough, because it was not one dimensional. Firstly, it was rooted on the mention of Phindile Mncube, the case of Phindile Mncube. And I see she doesn't appear in both the engagement with SAPRA and the NDOH, and was done very intentionally so. We asked SAPRA what they've done with the complaints they received from Phindile Mncube regarding surgical mesh, to which they responded and lied and said they didn't. But that's besides the point. The engagement on this issue was the case of Phindile Mncube. And then... Sorry, Chairperson. And then secondly, we also mentioned the issue of adverse effects of surgical mesh for women. And I see the minutes are able to state how, or make a distinction of how vaccine adverse effects affected women the most, but this particular point was not captured for the issue of surgical mesh, as it was mentioned in the meeting. And thirdly, when coming to the department, we asked the department why they've never engaged SAPRA on the issue of surgical mesh, noting the amount of litigation cases and the response of other countries doing free removals and corrective surgery on surgical mesh, and also made reference to the case of Phindile Mncube. I think it should be a way of capturing the surgical mesh issue much more distinctly, because it was done so very much intentionally and a bit omitted there. And secondly, on the NDOH, we sought an update on Sinopharm and reasons why Sinovac hasn't been purchased after the approval from SAPRA. I don't see that captured in the minutes. And we also sought an update on Kitlapela, the status of Kitlapela as a pharmaceutical company. And over and above that, subsequent to that, the lack of involvement of Kitlapela in the vaccination production process. Well, at the time, we were under the impression that there was some kind of production happening with BioVac, even though that's not the case. But the question was, why was there a lack of involvement of Kitlapela with the vaccination production as a state-owned company of Yeah,
but the issue of surgical mesh was not to be captured with reference to me, you, or a particular person. You might expand that, but I think the minutes are capturing that it was an information that was needed on the use of surgical mesh, not in just one clinic, one hospital, but in the country, as you were putting it. Now, you were saying that...
Like I'm saying, it was not a mistake that we mentioned the case of Phindile Mncube. SAPRA lied about the case of Phindile Mncube. It's not a coincidence. We're not raising a case to the Portfolio Committee of Health. We were raising a very big crisis. If the Portfolio Committee hasn't picked it up already yet, they must just look at what's happening in other countries in relation to surgical mesh. But we've got a case study that's engaged, that the minister knows about, engaging with the NDOH and engaging with SAPRA. And for the purposes of that process to unfold properly, we made mention of Phindile Mncube. And because prior, also over and above that, SAPRA lied about not having communicated to Phindile Mncube. So I think, like, my issue is that when it comes to the deliberations that we make in the Portfolio Committee, there is an attempt to stifle how the engagement goes, or to make rules as we go. There is no rules about how meetings can mention names. I don't remember seeing a rule about the fact that minutes cannot mention a name or a case as part of deliberations. These are minutes, unless we don't know what the deliberations are. And we are asking for the deliberations and the engagements that we did in the Portfolio Committee to be captured in the minutes, because we're part of the meeting and we made those deliberations, and we want to be reflected as part of the
meeting. Okay.
Honourable Chair. Thank you, Chair. Chair, can I make a suggestion, please?
Yes.
We've heard this point raised by Honourable Chirwa. I personally have gone to read up a bit on this. It is something that she is concerned about and passionate about. I think we could not make a mistake by maybe just not adopting these minutes now, said it a number of times, and Sabra is right. I'm not sure in the context that it's correct to put it that way. And if I understand correctly, what the CEO was saying is that it is something that, and the chairperson of Sabra, something that they weren't so much, I would say, knowledgeable about, but that they would refer to us as the portfolio.
No, that is, yo, point of order, chairperson, please, can I not be abused in this meeting? Point of order, please. I raised it even with the meeting of the NPOH at the Sabra Light. About the issue of
that,
and I remember them. I remember the words of the
Honorable
Chair. The CEO never received a complaint from the public. This is on record. The CEO never received a complaint or a grievance regarding surgical mesh. It's on record.
Honorable Chair, can you hear what Honorable Chirwa's point of order is and whether it's another point of order? Because I'm still trying to explain. And I think as much as
what problems do you have? What problems do you have? Imam, Honorable Chiro, what problems do you have to listen to another member to completion and then you come back to that matter?
My issue is that I do not want to be patronized. I was very conscious during that meeting and I came prepared knowing what I want to do.
Being patronized is not a point of
and
order.
And my deliberation will not be omitted or manipulated. You see, now he can't listen, but you don't call him to order.
He was still on the floor.
No. You're asking me a question,
in.
I'm responding
no.
to jumping in.
I'm
but you won't
you,
call
what?
Him out for jumping in. Because
why
calling out in this portfolio committee is only reserved for me. Why are you not calling Jacobs out now because you are asking a question to me?
You
why
interjected
is
him.
Now?
You interjected
why
him while you
were
still speaking.
I called a point of order. I didn't just jump in like he's doing, but you're not calling him out. At least I called the point of order. He didn't. But you won't discipline him the way you do me.
What
that is my issue. Why are you not disciplining him? Why are you not telling Honorable Jacob, can't you listen to other members? Why are you not telling him that? Why
no,
are those words only reserved for me?
Honorable Chair, please roll on the point of
order. He's doing it again. And you won't call him to order. You will
what
not
is
do it.
Point of order? What is your point of order?
My issue is that, and as I've said, it's not a mistake what I said. If Honorable Jacobs did not listen or hear what the CEO said, he must go and refer back to the minutes, as I have done, and go back to the recording of the meeting, as I have done, before deliberating and wanting to make a decision on things that he's not even aware of or consciously aware of. It's not a mistake what I'm saying. It's not a coincidence, like I've said in the very beginning. The CEO, and I remember her words verbatim, worst of all, she said that they did not receive any complaints from the public in regards to physical mess and SAPRA. That was a lie. I even said it to the NGOH that we've got email traces of this particular issue. Those issues are not even kept in the minutes as well. I'm just asking that in the very least, capture what I said about adverse effects on women, capture the case of Pindilem Mube, capture the case of what other countries are doing in regards to surgical mesh. Why is that why is that a bone of contention? I'm not asking that you record that I'm saying SAPRA lied. I'm saying record my deliberations in the meeting. Those particular 3 points are omitted in the minutes. Why is it a point of contestation?
Ms. Matalamba, can we take these minutes back or you want to reflect on the writings that you did or you want to take them back as it is and therefore...
I will take the minutes back, Chair, but can I also say something, which I said in our previous meeting when we were adopting minutes, that I will not be able to write all the questions that members ask. I summarize the questions. Some members, they ask the same question, but differently. And sometimes I clustered those questions. That's number one. The recording is there, the details of the minutes, because sometimes one member will ask 15 questions. I won't be able to write all 11 members asking 15 questions. Hence, I summarize some of the minutes. Hence, some of the proceedings. Hence, there is a footnote that says the meeting recording is available on request, which has all the details of what members have asked, all the 30 or 45 questions that members asked. I won't be able to write all the questions in the minutes, but I can take the minutes. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Chair.
Let's take a
minute.
And this issue.
Honorable
that,
Chair.
Chairperson.
I'll come to Honorable Munyai. We'll take a minute back, but what Ms. Matalamba is saying, she's not saying it for the first time. But let me take Honorable Munyai again.
Chairperson, I'm also raising my hand, please.
I note you first. Honorable Munyai now. I'll note you to come after him.
I think the reflection by the Secretary is not that helpful now. I'll suggest the following, that every important thing must be recorded, regardless of how many. But non-important things, that's what she should not record. You know, to say that I cannot record them because there were many, minutes may entail a lot of things. But I'm saying that if there's a duplication of the similar question, then of course there's no need for you to write. But if, for instance, Honorable Chair, the matter that I raised are less of importance, and they have no really material impact on the content of the minutes, then there's no need to record. And I think I understand what Stan would say, but I say, you know, usually our meetings are long and members will reflect long. The context must, important context, I emphasize, Honorable, important content must be raised. Lastly, Honorable Chair, I would want us to respect the decorum of the meeting of Parliament. Because usually when you open this meeting, you are saying this meeting on the Zoom is equal to the presence being in Parliament. And all the rules would apply. So that is the only appeal that I want to put forward for this session. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Chirwa.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I raised this particular issue because the issue of surgical mesh is something that I raised in that meeting. And I'm saying that it is not captured correctly. I'm not saying that it must be the entire...
We are agreeing with you.
Okay, let me finish. I don't dispute that. Can I just give a note? I raised a hand. Hear me out. Oh, no. You can't hear me out. Can I speak? Am I allowed to speak in this meeting or not? You're already preempting what I'm going to say. You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Where is Ms. Chira?
She's back. Honorable Chairperson.
Okay. Yeah. Can we also make this request to honorable members? I know these minutes were coming in as big and too many, but if you do find something that you probably think should have been captured and you note it was not, may I also request that we do use the opportunity to speak to the secretary even before we come to the minutes, to the meeting here, and then talk about those minutes. So we probably may still use that platform to raise the issues with the secretary if you do read and find something that is not captured properly or captured correctly, to actually give and bring that to the attention of the secretary, even for the minutes that we still have to take forward. Can we then request that these minutes of the afternoon of this, 22nd, Ms. Mataram, 22nd of July, be also sent down for the corrections that members will still also input to you, or that you have captured in this meeting that we need to also capture. Thank you. Let's move to the next set of minutes.
July 27th, Chair.
Okay. What I requested you, Honorable Ms. Matalamba, we have moved it now to the 28th. Eh?
Yes. Yes, Chair.
Yeah. Okay, honorable members, this is what was happening on the 27th of July, NHI public hearings. We listened to the following stakeholders: Black Pharmaceutical Industry Association, we listened to
Oticon,
I hear you, Honorable Munyai, and then the third one was Professional Provident Society Insurance Company, and PPS Health Administrators combined.
they made their presentation combined. Any corrections, honorable members?
Honorable Chair?
Yes, Honorable Munyai?
These minutes are fantastic. I really read them before, and they reflect the discussions, the presentation, and the follow-up that we made. And I think really they deserve to be adopted, and I move for such.
Honorable Munyai moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 27th of July. Thank you very much. May I get a seconder?
I second, Honorable Chairperson.
Honorable Sokata seconds the minutes of the 27th of July. Now we are getting the last set of minutes. Is that true, Ms. Matalamba?
Yes, sir, the 28th of July.
The 28th of July was also the presentation. These minutes are going to reflect a two-in-one. One was the public hearings that we listened to as members who were reflected to be present here. And then again, this is the last paragraph is going to reflect something that was raised by Honorable Van Staden. The following presenters made their presentations. Well, first one was the F.W. de Klerk Foundation. The second was Helen Suzman Foundation. The third one was the Independent Community Pharmacy Association. Fourth was Be a Root. And the last one was Rare Disease South Africa.
Honorable Chair?
Yes, sir.
With your permission, again, this meeting, this minute, are written very professional and reflect the honest deliberation of the session. I therefore move for the adoption.
Okay. Thank you very much. But thank you very much. Let me then look into paragraph 8 as the matters arising. One of the committee members reminded the committee that the SIU has finalized the report on digital vibes and requests that the committee should make time to get a briefing from the SIU. She further requested that the chairperson and the committee secretary should identify a suitable date. The chairperson informed the committee that he was going to discuss the issue with the house chair after the meeting. So that will be matters arising, which is also what came out of this meeting. So this is what also Honorable Munyai is reflecting as professionally captured. He has moved for the adoption of these minutes. Can we get a seconder? Kela, Sokata.
I second, Chair.
Dr. Jacobs, Honorable Dr. Jacobs, second.
Seconded, Chair. They are bravo.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Members. That concludes the minutes that were presented to us. Says that there are three sets of minutes that are going back. Hopefully, there will be at least the first two that talk to the minister and the SAPRA. And the digital advice may be concluded and be brought to us by tomorrow. Ms. Matalamba will indicate if this last set of the minutes, also the 22nd of July, she will be able to bring that forward. Hopefully, yes, so that we can have three sets of minutes. I would also wish that we have time to adopt those minutes. Even in our first meeting that we are going to have, whatever this issue will be, we need to consider those three sets of minutes. I take your criticism that when meetings have been so long, some members may forget what was said in the 1st May, 1st, 2nd, 3rd of May. We'll try and improve on that, Honorable Members. But also, it's a reflection on how hardworking we have done over the past 2 months that we have been able to generate so many minutes of so many meetings. But we'll try and not push them too far back, so that the remaining three sets of minutes, if possible, Ms. Matalamba, we must have them on the first meeting that we are going to have them adopted. Honorable members, the second issue on the agenda was a request to consider provincial visits to two provinces. One is Gauteng, and the second one is KZN. Following the unfortunate incident that took place 2 weeks ago in these two provinces, certain social services were affected. We are requesting the honorable members to find time and space, probably not too far away, sometime maybe next week, most likely before Parliament resumes, because there is a likelihood that there's going to be a debate on this matter about the riots and the incidences in the country. Now, if any one of you honorable members were to make presentations, it might be relevant if you have some information from these two provinces, whether one, were there any affected health services, were they halted? There is some indication, and we did get that some vaccination sites were temporarily halted. I know particularly in KwaZulu-Natal, because one, it was difficult to get transport for people who even wanted to go there, even for the staff members who, because of what happened. But how far is that process? Has they resumed? So there was a request, honorable members, that you consider visiting these two provinces just to reflect and check how much was a disruption. We do know there's a lot of disruption in certain schools, but to get a positive story, if there were no disruptions in clinics and hospitals, if there were, how much, how, what has been done? So can I leave this to the honorable, can I bring it to your comments, honorable members, whether you might consider those two visits? Sometimes it may just be a visit that is short, but then get a boardroom discussion with the relevant MEC and the HOD in these two provinces, and any other people may support them in giving you an update. So I'm bringing it to you, honorable members, for your consideration.
Honorable Chair, it's honorable Munyai.
Yes,
I think it will be very good to do as such, because I know, as a matter of fact, there are some, including the broad social infrastructure and so on, but there's also hospital that has been affected or destroyed as a result of these unprecedented problem challenges that happen within our country. You know, so I would support such an activities, and I'm sure other committees would have done as such as social development and others. So I think on health, it will be important, moreover, that this matter, this development would have disrupted the vaccination programs within our country, and as well as the health infrastructure. I think there's a case that we consider the approval of the visit to conduct oversight. But I must plead, Honorable Chair, that on the 10 and the 11th, I have a long-standing family commitment, which I can't move away from. If the program would impact on those days, I may go to some and some I may miss. But I move for the adoption of the program, Honorable Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, honorable members, yes, I see a hand. I don't know whether, yes.
Dr. Tembekwayo's hand, Chair. Yes. Dr. Tembekwayo's hand, Chair.
And transparent, Chair.
Yes, honorable Dr. Tembekwayo first, followed by honorable, then following will be honorable Van Staden.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just believe, like the rest of the committees, who even some of them are on oversight because their committee or department has been affected. We also would like definitely to check on our department's affection brought by this matter. But for us, this present moment, to keep on discussing about the possible days, it is going to take the whole 20 hours to come to a conclusion of that. What you can do is to put together, we'll discuss it with the secretary as usual, and you put the possible days on our WhatsApp group, and we respond to that whether we are available or not. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Dr. Tembekwayo. Honorable Van Staden, you are next.
Thank you, Chair. Now, I agree on that one. Yeah, let's, the committee clerk sent us a date and we can deliberate on that. But my input in this matter is we must go and visit the facilities in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal, who has been destroyed, so that you can see what is going on now and if are fully operational. But I would suggest before we do that, that we just get reports from the MECs from those two provinces before we go to visit, so that we know we have something in writing from them, we know what to expect, and we know what to look for when we go on two-part visits. Thank you.
Yeah, no, on that, Honorable Fankati, we might do a combination of both, get a report, but to have a sit-down meeting twice with them on the day we visit. We envisage maybe a day each in each province, but you are right, we leave it to, as Honorable Dr. Tembewa is saying, to the Secretary. Here we were just getting an in-principle matter that has been agreed upon that let's do it. However, the logistics there, there may be a challenge, Honorable Fansaden, to get a report before and to get a report after. The reason why we want to visit there is to get those reports ourselves, probably the same day of visit. So we will look into what you are suggesting, boss. I don't want it to be like a precondition. We'll only go there if we have had a report before. Let's combine both. If it is necessary, let's do so. But if it's also possible to go there and get a report there on the day, if we could do that, Honorable Members.
That's fine.
Yes, Chairperson. And we'll be avoiding duplication of matters.
For sure. Yes.
Then thank you, Honorable Members. Let's leave it now to the Secretary then to continue contacting us. I know, again, we'll need to be very flexible to assist her. There's still not a full blast of flights, I know, from here, but maybe going to Cape Town. They're very limited, but I don't know from Durban to Johannesburg, Johannesburg to Durban. So the Secretary is going to look into that. Thank you very much. Honourable Members, on this matter that was on the 28th of July, raised by Honourable Kwahube, and again today, that I needed to respond to about digital vibes. I then, as reflecting the minutes, had a meeting with the study. Let me just, I'm just checking where I wrote what the member said to me. I had a meeting with the Honourable Frolic, as indicated, where I wanted just to check how do we deal with this. Oh yeah, yes. How do we deal with this matter? On the issue that was raised then about digital vibes, we discussed the matter with Honourable Frolic, House Chair, and the advice in this way. That one, the SIU was commissioned by the President. The President has indicated that he has received the report and is processing it, and we need to give that processing time. From the Parliament side, it will be the Speaker of Parliament that will ask for the report from the Presidency. And that is how I was informed. That is how then the executive reports of the Presidency comes to Parliament. All we are saying is therefore that will be the first one to line up. Once the report comes to that level of the Speaker, it is indicated that will be the first ones, will be the right committee to receive the report. But the actual request of a report from the Presidency will be done on our behalf by the Speaker of the National Assembly. That is what I got as an advice from the Honourable Frolic.
Chairperson, if I may.
Yes, Honourable Van Staden.
Thank you for that feedback. The other feedback I was talking about this morning was our meeting of this committee on the 17th of June, which we haven't received a minute yet, where we said, where I have stated in that committee meeting that we must, that this committee must seek the necessary steps regarding Rule 167A. We must seek clarity, but you as chairperson must seek clarity about Rule 167A, how to enforce it by this committee, because the House is not in session now, to get the minister to come and appear before the committee. And you should have gone and get advice and find out on behalf of a committee of this how the exact process of Rule 167 would have been going around. And although this rule is very clear in this matter, but I just want to find out from you if you have got any advice from Parliament regarding the enforcing of Rule 167A to get the minister to come and appear before the committee.
Yes, Honourable Van Staten, if I may respond, I did bring back that response to this committee. I'm not sure that maybe I was not clear then, to say the discussion that took place between me and the Honourable Frolic in this regard was that that matter may not be possible that you have an acting minister and the minister on leave comes into addressing the portfolio committee. That is why we were saying, and I think Honourable Kwakube even understood that we have a limited response, however, that we can get from Honourable Kupai, from Minister Kupai, because she's not able to give us what we would have wanted. But we are actually saying that that process to say it is unprecedented to have an acting minister, and during that time, the minister on leave comes back to then deliberate or interact with the committee. That part I brought it to the back to the committee.
Okay, Chair, but sorry, but my there's a confusion now. The enforcing of Rule 167A was to get Minister McKenzie to come and appear before the committee, not the acting minister at this stage, to come and give us more information and clarity regarding the digital device transaction. Remember on the 4th of June on legal advice, he said he will not appear, because the matter was sub judice. You remember what happened on that meeting? We said the matter was not sub judice. So we went to the meeting on the 17th of June, and I stated in that meeting that we must, as portfolio committee, enforce Rule 167A of Parliament to get the Minister McKenzie to come and appear before the committee. So, and you should have gone and get a feedback on advice at the legal department in Parliament in about enforcing Rule 167A. For Minister McKenzie, not the currently acting minister, to appear before us on that matter. So I just want to know from your chairperson if you have get any feedback regarding the enforcing of Rule 167A to get Minister McKenzie to come and appear before the committee.
I'm answering on that, Honourable Van Staden. Until he stops being on leave, there's an acting minister currently, and I'm saying we are agreeing, and Honourable Kwakube raised this matter, say, look, we are not going to get too far on the issues of the digital vibes, speaking to Honourable Kupai. We need to get Minister McKenzie. However, the advice I got that while there's an acting minister, you don't bring any other minister to then meet and discuss with the committee. That's what I was saying, that while he's on leave, it will be only after he is out of leave and Minister Acting is not in her position, who is given all the executive powers to be an acting minister, however, who is not able to be specifically providing us information on digital vibes.
Okay, Chair. I understand what you're saying. That Mr. Frawley gave that to you in writing, is it possible for you to circulate that to us, please, Chairperson?
Aye. He didn't do it in writing.
That's a problem.
I can always ask him to do it in writing. It shouldn't be a problem.
Please.
I can do that.
Just to protect yourself, because the minister can be on a leave period for 2 years. And that's going to be a problem when he's not entitled to appear before this committee for 2 years. Remember, we have a constitutional obligation in terms of Section 55, 2 and 92 of the Constitution, which also was confirmed by this Parliament's legal department on the 6th of June. But this committee, in terms of these two sections, have a constitutional obligation to hold the Minister McKenzie to account. So please, Chairperson, get that in writing just to protect this committee, and so that we can take it from there. But on the other matter, then, we have said on the minutes of the 28th of July that we must be briefed by the Special Investigation Unit regarding this matter. Do we have dates yet, or are we going to discuss it now when we want them to appear before us to come and get feedback?
Yeah, no, let me promise that I will get Mr. Honourable Frolic to put that down in writing and therefore bring it to the committee. But number two, this what I was discussing with Honorable Frolic, the first part, which was today's discussion. I am saying I would be guided by the Speaker's office when they get that report, which will then be sent to the Speaker. Then that's all I'm saying. I can only write to the Speaker and request that report be given to us. But please, I have not got an indication of that. I can do so to say, Honorable Speaker, this report would be very interesting to the Portfolio Committee. Can we, as soon as you receive it, also share it with us? That part I can do too.
Please, Chairperson, because it's a very important matter, and it's a matter of public importance. And I think for us as committee members, at this stage, not to have an SIU report as yet, it's very problematic. So if you can send that writing, say, almost immediately in today, so that you can get that feedback from the Speaker's office, please, Chairperson.
Okay, will do. Thank you very much. Take that advice. I've taken that advice. Any other member would like to? I don't know whether it's new hands or old hands, Dr. Tumbegwayo and Honorable Munyai. Is it old hands or new hands?
Sorry, Chairperson.
Honorable Chair.
Old hands.
All I want is that we support your efforts in this regard. And I'm saying that if, for instance, there's any confusion, you can always seek some legal opinion.
Okay. Yeah.
To satisfy the interests of all members. Thank you.
No. Thank you very much. Ms. Matalamba will assist me after this meeting in also preparing what this meeting is actually instructing me to do in terms of meeting or speaking to the Speaker and also getting that sorted out. Honorable member. Yes, Honorable Van Staden.
Sorry, I don't want to be difficult today. You know me, I'm a very good person. Now, I just want to put timelines on this matter. When can we all right, you gave obligation now, you do send the letter down this afternoon still. But can I ask, as soon as you received feedback from the Speaker's office, that you contact us immediately, please?
We'll do. She will be communicating with me on behalf of the committee, so I will do that then.
Thank you, Chairperson. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Honorable members, this brings us to the end of our meeting, if I'm correct. Ms. Matalamba, is that true?
Okay.
Yes. Then. Okay. Honorable members, thank you very much. We will adjourn this meeting. I underestimated this. I thought it was going to be an hour, but now it's 1 hour and 48 minutes. But you did quite a lot of work on this 1.5 hours. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. We are then adjourning this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you,
Chair.
Chair, it was a very peaceful meeting without me saying anything. Thank you very much.
Yay!